Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
Okay, yes. So when I began, after I had permission to become happy with Jesus in me, and he was equipping me for it and gave me permission for it, I'm like, but how? Like, how do I do that? And I began to study all of the various ways that people find happiness, and I found five main determinants of happiness: having a purpose in life, a sense of belonging, an ability to experience the wonder of the world, giving to others, like, you know, sharing our happiness with those around us, making others happy. And then finally, having time to dream and analyze and ponder and learn. And so out of these five main determinants of happiness were born what I call the happiness styles: the doers, relators, thinkers, experiencers, and givers. And I created a test so that people can, in 5 minutes or less, find out what their true happiness style is, what truly makes them happy. And they know what their top style is and what their secondary style is. And so I'm a doer. So that means I really dig my to-do list. I just like an experiencer is really pumped up at 5 p.m. on a Friday afternoon, I am positively giddy at 8 a.m. on a Monday morning. I love my list. I love crossing things off of my list. It brings me happiness, not always when I'm in it, often what I call residual happiness, when I complete a task. So the fact that I'm doing this with you right now, Susie, it brings me great happiness to get to do this. And I will be happy at the end of our show when I get to cross that off the list and think back on the time that we had together. So that's the happiness of a doer. The happiness of a relator is somebody who is, you know, those are your friends who are planning the block party tonight. You know, as doers, maybe you'd rather just weed the garden. As an experiencer, maybe you'd rather just walk through the park. And as a giver, maybe you'd rather work at the soup kitchen tonight. Like, there's nothing wrong with you if your happy place isn't at the block party. Hmm. If you're a thinker, maybe you'd actually rather be watching a documentary tonight on TV with a bowl of popcorn and your fluffy puppy at your feet or something like that, you know? So I think it's been very freeing for people to realize the way I'm wired is not weird. The way I'm wired is wonderful. It's been so freeing for people.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.